Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane. Ethan won't be here to start, but Ethan will join us in the next couple segments. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. You can always find out more about Kurt, Ethan, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group, ASGRetire.com, ASGRetire.com. So I thought with Ethan not here, Kurt, it'd be kind of a fun time to reminisce, kind of go back to, 1994? And you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to become a big-time business owner. We're going to help people figure out their finances. Talk about starting the company. That's a big step to take, it seems to me.
It is. And I started in the industry on the insurance side with Metropolitan Life. So I was what they call a career agent with Metropolitan Life in 1989. And that just simply means I was on payroll. I could represent Metropolitan and all of their insurance products, but I couldn't work outside of their umbrella of what they offered. And in 94, the first mistake I made from a financial planning perspective, I was literally, Mark, 2 months away from my 5-year anniversary with Metropolitan Life. I would have been vested for my pension, and it wouldn't have been a lot. I don't even know, maybe $200-$300 a month. But I left 2 months
you left
prior
it on the table.
So that was my first mistake. But the reason I left was, I started recognizing after meeting with all these people that although Metropolitan was a good and is still a good company, they're not good at all things. And people were looking for certain products, and some of those products weren't offered, or there were better products offered by other carriers. So in 94, hung out my own shingle and went independent.
Because you weren't a full-blown financial advisor, the wealth. Obviously, you could do the insurance because you had those licenses, but you had to get the wealth side of it so you could handle the assets under management. And then also, you weren't a fiduciary at that point. You became one, right?
Yeah. So from 94 through 2010, I was more on just the insurance side. So we did Medicare supplement coverage. We did long-term care. We did annuities, fixed annuities. Started doing fixed indexed annuities and also life insurance. But then again, had that revelation thinking, a lot of clients are asking us to do more and we couldn't manage their entire house per se, not the whole pie. We were just looking at pieces of the pie. And to be a holistic planner, to be a fiduciary, we had to get involved with managing investments as well. So in 2011, studied for and passed my Series 65 registration, which simply means that we can manage investments from a fee-only perspective. We don't do commissionable transactions, and we are a fiduciary on the investment side. So now we do the full financial plan encompassing both investments on a fiduciary basis, but then also we are still licensed in the insurance world, so we can offer all solutions to the clients.
Don't you think that's the important part? I mean, you start the company and then you learn as you go and you adjust and move with the times and how to better help your clients at Accurate Solutions Group. But to me, it is about for seniors and people that are retiring, then you obviously need to handle, because they still need growth, because we know inflation is a factor, regardless of how low it is or how high it gets. Inflation is always a factor. Things, we know 5 years from now, 10 years from now, things are going to cost more. So you're retired for 20 or 30 years, things will cost more. So we still need growth, but we also don't want to make sure that our money will last as long as we're here. So that's kind of where the insurance side can come into this whole thing. So then it becomes about, okay, well, now we got to help people with Social Security decisions, Medicare decisions. I mean, there's just so much going on for retirees that to me, it makes perfect sense of how you've evolved over time.
Well, yeah, and I think it's helped me out tremendously coming in on the insurance side, because what I've noticed, and I've done this now 34 years since 1989, was that 34, 35 years since 1989?
About 36.
Noticed, 36, oh my gosh. Well, I don't want to talk about my age. I'll be 60 in March of next year. And I think you're 65 now, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. So I'm getting up there, but I think it helped coming in on the insurance side, because I've noticed those who enter the industry on the investment side and never understand or embrace the fact that there are good products and good solutions on the insurance side, like annuities, fixed or fixed index annuities, life insurance in certain situations. It seems like there's a bias. There's a bias against the insurance industry, and me having come in that way and fully understanding that and then getting licensed on the investment side, it gives me a different perspective. And I think that perspective has helped. Now, not everyone should have annuities. Not everyone should have investments. I mean, it's all based on your unique circumstance. But where it is appropriate, both of those worlds come into play. And I think you can have that proper balance when you look at both of those areas for your different solutions.
So I think, to me, if somebody comes in for the first time to sit down with your team at Accurate Solutions Group, Kurt, the idea is you're not trying to sell them anything. You don't have any idea what they need, what will make their retirement better, what will make it more comfortable. You're really trying to give them clarity. Here's your situation. Now, here's how we can handle this or that if there's some issues. But at the end of the day, you're not in the sales business. You're in the service business. You're here to help people. You're not really here. I mean, sure, you could sell them an annuity or fixed index annuity or whatever, or this mutual fund or ETF. But at the end of the day, that's not really what your company's about. It's about the retirement planning part for those clients.
100%. I mean, your plan dictates how your money should be invested. And your plan is unique. You know, when you want to retire, the sources of fixed income you're going to have, whether it's pension, Social Security, a combination of both, your monthly need or your monthly budget, and if there's a gap between fixed sources of income and what you need coming in, how do we solve for that gap? Do we utilize some safer, more guaranteed products, which are in the insurance world? Do we use some dividend-paying stocks, which are in the investment world? Do we use a combination of both? I always tell people, our job is to help our clients retire with confidence, clarity, and independence. Confidence in the decisions you're making, clarity in understanding why you're making the decisions you are. And that gives you that independence in retirement. If you don't have a plan in place, if you don't have that confidence, clarity, and independence in the decisions you're making, simply call us at 412-515-3355. We're happy to have a phone conversation, a virtual meeting. You can come into our Butler Township location for a vision meeting. Maybe it's just answering a question, but understanding the decisions you're making and how they all work together is critical for you to have that independence. 412-515-3355. 3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik of Accurate Solutions Group. Ethan Lane will be joining us in the next segment. We're talking about really Kurt starting the business of Accurate Solutions Group, got into the financial world in 1989, started Accurate Solutions Group in 1994, and kind of in its form, it really became in 2011. So what I wonder is, with all of the AI stuff, all the computer stuff, you didn't have all of that in 1989 or even in 1994. Is retirement planning easier or more complicated in today's retirement world?
You know how they say technology is to make everything easier, but we become, I think because of the technology, I mean, everything is so much more accessible and quicker. And so I would say it's a combination of both, Mark. It does make certain things easier, but because we are inundated with information and the information is instantaneous, it can also make things more complicated. I mean, when I first started in this industry, I would drive to people's homes and sit at their kitchen tables with them. You know, now it's, you know, clients coming into the office because our schedule is, you know, we have a schedule and there's three conference rooms and we have three advisors meeting with clients and it's a wonderful thing, but I think there's a combination of both. So we have to be careful. Sometimes going back somewhat to the older ways and slowing things down is not a bad thing.
You know, when you think about all of the stuff, the retirement blueprint, you walk people through income, right? Got a place for paychecks are no longer coming in. Then it's the investments. Are we taking too much risk, not enough risk, the right amount of risk? Everybody's situation is unique. Taxes. Boy, what a huge thing taxes have become, it seems to me. And I think it's because pensions kind of went away and now it's the 401k IRA world where the traditional let you defer taxes until you hit RMD age. And then you can get just a tax bomb if you're not paying attention to all of that, which is why you talk Roth conversions a lot. Then you get into the healthcare side. Medicare is great, but it doesn't cover everything. So now you need an advantage plan or supplement of some type to cover dental, vision, hearing, all that kind of stuff. And then you throw in long-term care is not a part of Medicare. Now it's a whole different world. And then you get into legacy planning. I mean, there's five huge pillars that you deal with for everybody, which includes Social Security and Medicare. So really you could say there's seven, but Social Security is in the income part, Medicare is in the healthcare part. That's a lot. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And when you're setting yourself up for retirement, you're working, you're contributing your 401k. It's all about growth. I mean, your main focus is just growth. And sometimes, you know, you almost welcome those market corrections because you recognize, hey, I'm still 10, 15, 20 years away from retirement. I'm adding with my paycheck on a weekly or a biweekly basis. So I'm buying low. So you almost welcome those dips. Well, those dips in retirement can be a detriment because of sequence of return risk. So you're right. There's a lot more that goes into retirement planning. And then when you throw in the fact that once we have a retirement blueprint in place for someone and they're positioned well and we're doing those reviews, that blueprint has to be pretty flexible because with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and the higher standard deductions now for the next 4 years, we have to factor that in. Some additional planning opportunities become available to those clients. And it's our job as a fiduciary advisor to make them aware of what those opportunities are and whether they should be acting on those or not. So if you don't have a plan that takes those five key areas, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy planning, and is active enough to be changed and having those conversations with your advisor, definitely give us a call at 412-515-3355. We'd be more than happy to have a conversation with you, have you here in the office, and we could walk you through your own retirement blueprint. 412-515-3355.
So Ethan Lane will join Kurt and I in the next segment. We got a lot to get to yet. Stay with us. This is Your Retirement Blueprint with the team from Accurate Solutions Group. Back right after this. Imagine, it's the biggest game of the year and your team does not have a coach. They don't even have a game plan. You probably aren't feeling very good about their chances. When you don't prepare, things usually don't turn out very well. So make sure you're prepared for one of the biggest financial decisions of your life. Retirement. Do you have a coach? What about a plan? Get prepared for retirement by calling 412-515-3355 and having financial advisors Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group create your retirement playbook. They'll help you think through taxes, income, legacy planning, and more. And when you're done, you'll have a customized game plan for retirement that you can feel confident in. Start preparing today with Pittsburgh's retirement coaches, Kirk Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group. Call 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355. Firm does not provide tax and or legal advice. Investment advisory service offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kirk Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you want to find out more about Kurt and Ethan and the team, find out about events, if you want to talk to them, you've got some questions, maybe you're getting close to retirement, maybe you've already retired and you've got some concerns, 412-515-3355 is the number. There is no cost for this. This is totally complimentary. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're going to talk a little legacy planning, and I think it's easy to make assumptions about what goes into a legacy plan, but Kurt and Ethan are going to make it clear for us today on what we need and what are the basics and maybe what are some of the extras we could get depending on our situation. I guess, really, Ethan, at the end of the day, what are some basic questions we need to ask ourselves on this topic?
So here are a few questions you probably should be thinking about as we get into this today. Number one, what kind of legacy do you want to leave to your loved ones? Is there a certain amount of money that you want to leave each child, or, you know, what type of legacy do you want to leave? Number two, do you have the proper documents in place so your wishes are carried out just the way you want them to be? And number three, are you working with the right professional to help you create your legacy plan? Like Mark, you mentioned, this isn't easy to do on your own. There's a lot of areas that you probably haven't thought about when it comes to leaving a legacy plan, and there are professionals out there to assist. You need to think about, are you working with the right one for that situation?
But, Ethan, the nice thing is, since we talked last week, you have now got your law degree, and you now are an estate planning attorney.
Yeah, if it was that easy, I think we'd all be doing it. No. We do work with local ones that we refer our clients to. If someone needs an estate plan, we know good attorneys in the area that can help assist with those needs.
And we are in the next segment. We're going to make you stay on to find out some of those basic documents, some of the documents that you really need when you think about this. Kurt, I have a two-part question. How do you talk to your clients about legacy planning? And how do they talk to you about legacy? For some, it's probably super important to leave money behind to the kids or favorite charity or what have you. For others, maybe not so much. So how do your clients typically talk about legacy planning? Do you bring it up? Do they bring it up? Imagine it differs from client to client.
Well, if they're new to our firm, so if they have come to one of our dinner workshops or they've been referred to us by an existing client, it's one of the areas we bring up because it is part of our retirement blueprint. Remember, for income first and foremost, investment allocation, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. So occasionally someone will bring it up to us as a concern, but if they don't, we bring it up. And the majority of people, what we hear today, Mark, and this is just in general, we hear that, hey, you know what? First and foremost, I'm protecting myself and my spouse. We want to make sure we're not a burden on our family. And if there is anything left, we want to leave it as efficiently as possible as a legacy. That's the first thing we hear. But oftentimes we still hear there is an equal weight put on, hey, we want to make sure we're okay and we're comfortable in retirement, but I still want to leave a legacy to our family. So comes up in both situations that way. And you have to, like you had mentioned, you know, it's about preserving the values. You have to be prepared for the unexpected if a legacy is a concern. The unexpected is we put a plan in place, everything's doing great, but we haven't protected it. We haven't protected it from future healthcare costs or critical illness situations or just lifestyle changes coming up. We got to protect it, preserve those values if a legacy is going to be you know, something you want to take care of. We have to create that preservation. So we have to grow the assets for you and your family during your lifetime in retirement because we're living longer. But we also have to put an emphasis on preservation as well. And having that planning, that can help you avoid those costly missteps. And one of those missteps, unfortunately, is overtaxation. So we need to be tax efficient with what we're doing as well.
If you haven't started thinking about how you're going to leave your legacy and those questions that we just asked, so what type of legacy do you plan to leave to your loved ones? Do you have the proper documents in place? We'll talk about that here in the next segment. And are you working with the right professional to help you create your legacy plan? If you have questions or concerns, or you think maybe this is an area you've even started addressing, give us a call at 412-515-3355. We'll start working on a retirement blueprint that's customized for you. We'll help address concerns, and we can refer you to the right firms, the right professionals that can help execute those documents in our area. Our number again is 412-515-3355.
Ethan, talk about the benefits of that strategic legacy plan. What do we really get out of it?
Well, there's lots of different benefits here. We can help optimize your tax liabilities. We want to look at the tax impact of your financial situation and how can we minimize that over the course of your life. Not only your life, but when you're leaving a legacy to your heirs, right? Think about if you have a 401k or an IRA and that's money that's not yet been taxed. A lot of people say, well, you know what, I'll pay the taxes on it as I need to and leave whatever's left to the kids. Well, now when your kids inherit tax-deferred money like that, they're forced to pay the taxes on it over a 10-year period. And that could be, like Mark, you mentioned, they're in their 40s or 50s or 60s making the most income of their whole career. I don't think that's minimizing the tax liability on your money by putting the taxes off to your kids. So we want to help you minimize that. You can avoid family disputes and conflicts if the estate is clean and easy to interpret. They know how you want it executed. There's not going to be as many areas for conflict when you pass on. And you can preserve wealth for future generations, but you can also allow for charitable giving and philanthropy. If that's important to you, maybe you don't have kids. Maybe you want to make sure what you saved up goes to organizations that you believe in, that you partnered with while you were here. You can do that through proper estate planning.
So, Kurt, when you think about that part, that some of those things that Ethan just talked about, I think the preserving wealth for future generations has changed a little bit on how we go about doing that because of the First Secure Act that did away with the stretch IRA, where now you have a 10-year window. You leave, let's say you got three kids, you leave them $750,000, they each get $250,000 apiece. You've left them a huge tax burden if you do it in the IRA world. Some of those things are always changing, which you and Ethan, obviously, and your team at Accurate Solutions Group keep up with, but things have changed a little bit on how you go about it, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. And it can be as simple as that. So I'll just give a real general example. And this happens from time to time, but maybe a legacy is a concern. So you want to leave some money to children or to grandchildren. And let's say you have three buckets of money. You have Roth IRA money, which is tax-free money. You have a traditional IRA, which is pre-tax, meaning once you take money out, it's taxable as ordinary income. And then you have just a joint brokerage account where you have a cost basis. You put a certain amount of money in, it's grown, but you're only taxed on the growth. And all of a sudden, these individuals want to leave money to children or grandchildren, and they're leaving the wrong bucket of money. Maybe they're leaving the traditional IRA money to the children and grandchildren. And the downside to doing that is just what you had said, Mark. There's a 10-year window. They have to pull that money out, and it's all pre-tax. Instead of utilizing the Roth IRA for tax-free for the kids or grandkids, or even that brokerage account where you have a cost basis. So it can be as simple as that, and it gets much more, it gets deeper and more complex, but tax planning and planning efficiently with those assets, if legacy is a concern, is critically important. And that's what we do here at Accurate Solutions Group.
Ethan, talk a little bit about what can happen if we don't do this properly. My kind of rule of thumb theory is not, and I say this even though I've not done this and I should, I have a 23-year-old now handicapped daughter that was injured in a car wreck a senior year in high school, paralyzed from the waist down. I should do this. I haven't done this yet because I got time on my side, right? I'm 64. I need to do this at 85. That's probably not right. I need to do something now. But, you know, if we don't do this properly, because my theory kind of is if you love your family, do this. And if you hate your family, do nothing. Just leave them a total mess. That's not good either. But what happens if we don't do this the right way?
Yeah, Mark, you're absolutely right. You are likely going to leave your family with a big mess where, you know, you can go to probate and, you know, your assets may not go to exactly who you want them to or how you want them to go. And then you're leaving your family to decide. And that's never a good thing. You know, family and money typically does not mesh well. So if you have your will established, you have exactly how you want things to go, then that relieves some of the stress and the pressure on your family.
And even just, Mark, understanding the basics, like where you have financial accounts where you can name a direct beneficiary on, you want to take advantage of that, because a direct beneficiary named on that doesn't mean there's no inheritance tax here in Pennsylvania, but it does mean it goes outside of the will. It goes directly to that named beneficiary. And some clients get confused. Some consumers get confused because they say, well, I have a will in place and it dictates where all my assets are going. Well, you have to recognize if you have assets that you have a direct beneficiary on, those assets don't go through the will and don't go through the probate process. They go direct. So make sure you have an understanding of what assets are going to be probated through the will and what assets are going to go direct. And, you know, those are things that if you haven't taken the time to really try and understand that, if you have a current advisor, they're not talking to you about this. If you're a do-it-yourselfer and you haven't really thought this process through, or you simply want a second opinion, that's what we do at Accurate Solutions Group. We're not attorneys, we're not CPAs, but we have a team approach. We work with individuals who we can refer you to put that true strategic legacy plan in place. 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. When you call us, we can go through the entire process, your retirement blueprint, looking at those five key areas, which is income, investment allocation, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Or it can be more specific. Hey, I just want to talk about this legacy plan because I have not addressed that. We can handle it either way, but you have to take that first step, and it's calling us at 412-515-3355.
And if you text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355, one of those things you can download is, are you paying too much in taxes? You can just download it. Text the word KIT, 412-515-3355. Just getting started on your retirement blueprint with Kirk Konotick and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Back with more right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
The following program was pre-recorded.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80-85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out what do I want to do part-time. And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active. Not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you have questions about anything regarding your situation, do you have enough? I think I've got enough, but you don't know. Why wouldn't you talk to the team at Accurate Solutions Group? There's no cost for this. Do you think we can retire? Well, when can we retire? Is our money going to last as long as we need it to? Really, what we all want to know is if we retire, are we going to be okay? 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. So we're talking about legacy and estate planning on the show today. There are, and we've already thrown out wills, but there's wills, there's living will. I suppose there's a difference. I don't know. Kurt's going to explain that. Trust, powers of attorney, advanced directives for healthcare. What are all these different documents? What do we basically all need? And then I imagine there's like trust. There's other people that need a trust. I don't know. Can you explain all this for us, Kurt?
I will, but I'm going to throw out my disclaimer first, just so everyone understands. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a CPA. So when I'm talking in general terms today, just about what these documents traditionally and typically do for someone. I would encourage you if something, you know, sparks an interest or it's like, I don't have that, definitely call an attorney or call us and we can refer you to someone. But in general terms, Mark, a will, I think we all know what a will is. But basically when we pass away, now normally between spouses, it's when the second spouse passes away, you go through what's called the probate process. And the probate process, the word probate is a Latin word that means proving of the will. So in essence, the probate process is proving the will through court, and the will basically stipulates, hey, when I do pass away, here's who I want getting my stuff, you know, I don't want to say junk, but but here's who I want getting my stuff, and here's the percentage I want so-and-so getting, and here's how I want it distributed. That's a will, and everyone should have a will. I mean, in my opinion, you really need a will, because if you don't have a will, then you die what's called intestate, and whatever state you're domiciled in, they have their own rules of how your assets are going to be distributed if you pass away without a will. So everyone needs a will. Living will is basically, it's while you're alive, and it's more of a, it's almost like the advanced directive for healthcare. And people get confused. You have a will and a living will, but living will typically talks about while I'm alive, if I become incapacitated, here's what I want to happen when it comes to my healthcare decisions. A trust is a little bit different. So a trust, there's two main types of trusts. There's an irrevocable trust, which cannot be revoked once it's in place, and a revocable trust. And again, I don't want to get into specifics because I'm not an attorney, but they both accomplish different things. So you have a trust, you have a power of attorney, Power of attorney is important because if you have a lot of retirement dollars, which are pre-tax dollars, that's in an individual name. And if we're married, typically our spouse is beneficiary on that, but that's only at our death. If I become incapacitated and I have a lot of pre-tax dollars, like an IRA account or a 401k account, your spouse really can't access that money unless you have a power of attorney that says they can. So everyone should have a power of attorney. And again, sort of the advanced directives for healthcare basically says, if I'm incapacitated and there's no chance of me recovering, if I'm brain dead and or something like that, here's my wishes of what the treatment I want, the life-preserving abilities that I want. And normally, you name your spouse or obviously a close personal friend making those decisions. You've made the decisions. They're just carrying out the decisions you've made.
So, Ethan, when you think about this, and we all heard the stories, right? Somebody passed away, and their beneficiary was their first spouse. Well, they're on their second or their third. That causes issues. You think about, it was the gal in Florida, I believe, and it was a huge deal that lasted for a long time, where she had, I don't know, got sick, brain aneurysm, car, whatever it was, but she was not doing well. And so they put her on a ventilator and kept her alive. Husband said she doesn't want to live like this. Parents said, oh, yes, she does. She could come out of this. And it became a huge case. Those kind of things are certainly some of the missteps we can have by not doing this. Are there, I mean, that kind of fits into the missteps, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mark, you mentioned it, and I personally saw that happen too, where someone came in and, well, at this point, they were still living, but they had been divorced. And I made sure that they knew who the beneficiaries were on their accounts. And they said, wow, I had this life insurance policy we took out when we had the kids. And the primary beneficiary was the ex-spouse. So they needed to know those kinds of things. And that's probably not what their wishes would have been should they have passed. So you need to make sure that your beneficiaries are up to date, that you have a will. You need to make sure whether or not a trust is appropriate for you. For some people, it is. For some people, it isn't. There are certain assets that can go into a trust and others that cannot go into a trust. So some people have the proper assets, they have the right amount of assets worth funding a trust for their legacy, and other people don't. You need to make sure which is best for you. And we're a resource at Accurate Solutions Group. We can direct our clients where they need to go to have those conversations with professionals. If they need a will, we can send them to where they need to go to put that will in place, the proper attorneys in our area. If they need to have conversations about a trust, we can refer them to certain attorneys that can help put them in place. And if we're working together and managing investments for a client, we can work with that attorney to update beneficiaries according to the will, according to the trust. If you haven't had that conversation, give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, our number is 412-515-3355.
So, Kurt, you've been doing this for 30 years. Have you ever run across something where they were just totally messed it up or didn't have something in place?
Yes. I mean, unfortunately. So, today, well, not so much today, but in the past, normally there was one individual, the spouse, where there was a husband or the wife who worked more so than the other. Maybe the other spouse stayed home, raised the family. But a lot of the retirement monies were in that individual person's name in a 401k and an IRA. And we did have a situation where someone had had a stroke and became incapacitated and lived for many years afterwards, but could not make any decisions, couldn't write any checks, couldn't pay any bills, couldn't pay the health care costs, and that spouse did not have a power of attorney to access that IRA, that 401k. So the spouse literally had to go to court, had to get guardianship over the other spouse's assets, and then had to report on an annual basis how that money was spent each and every year to the court because that power of attorney wasn't in place. And a lot of that, Mark, can be avoided. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of costs. It's a lot of headaches that can be avoided by having that proper document, that power of attorney. And you had mentioned the case in Florida. Had that individual had an advanced healthcare directive and had suffered that situation, and now, you know, instead of the parents and the spouse trying to figure out, hey, what's best for that individual, if the advanced healthcare directive was in place, they would have known what that individual's wishes were, and those would have been carried out.
Yeah, we can certainly take care of all this stuff beforehand. We certainly can't wait until we don't know when something could happen. 412-515-3355 to chat with the team. 412-515-3355. Now, Kurt and Ethan aren't writing this plan for you. They will send you to the estate planning attorney, the lawyers, to make sure it's all done properly. But they understand this world. They're just not going to do all the paperwork for you, but they can certainly kind of help walk you through this. What are some of the ways, Kurt, that we really could actually start creating this plan?
Well, I mean, it's step by step, you know, and don't get overwhelmed because when, you know, so our planning process, your retirement blueprint, we cover five areas. And the last area we covered traditionally is legacy because we put the plan in place, figure out the budget, figure out the cash flow and how we're going to get that cash flow efficiently. Then we can determine, okay, from a legacy perspective, what assets are going to be left? How do we structure that? And so we act sort of in that circumstance in the legacy planning, Mark, more as your quarterback. We'll give you general information based off of what your wishes, your goals, your concerns are. And then we enlist either working with your current estate planning attorney or professional, or if you don't have one in place, we can make a referral outside of our firm. You can work with one of our estate planning attorneys. So we're sort of acting in a team capacity. We can help provide clear directives for your loved ones. So oftentimes we'll put a plan in place, your retirement blueprint. We'll finish up that plan. And oftentimes we'll have not only our clients into our office, but also the family, just to make sure everyone understands what the wishes are and how the planning works and who to contact in the event something does come up. And then lastly, but critically important, like Ethan had mentioned, we got to make sure those beneficiary designations are up to date, because anything that has a beneficiary, once again, doesn't go through that will, doesn't go through that process. So those are some of the areas. There's more than that, but those are some of the areas that we definitely cover.
I wanted to remind our listeners that remember that this is your legacy. This came to mind while we were talking. I had met with a client who was, you know, towards the end phase of her life, and she had been living on her own in her own house. She had done a good job saving, and her health was starting to go just a little bit in her memory. And so she was looking at like a nursing home, but an apartment. So when she was in there, once her health started declining, she could transition to more assisted care. And so we looked at the financial numbers, what it would cost to get her in the home, and she could easily afford it. And she said, you know what, my kids are going to be mad at me because this is their legacy. And I said, well, this is your money. This is what you save for, and this is what's best for you. You have to keep yourself in mind first with how you're planning your legacy and spending your assets. But just wanted to remind people that when you're making those types of decisions, remember, this is for you. You have to plan for you first, and what you leave to your kids, we do want to do it in an efficient manner.
Yeah, and certainly you're going to review this. Anytime there's a big change in your family life, you know, marriage, birth, death, divorce, you're going to change this. That's kind of your retirement blueprint is not written in stone. It's always going to adjust with you and your lifestyle. Ethan, talk about the importance of understanding the tax consequences of our financial decisions, especially when it comes to legacy and inheritance goals.
Well, whenever you save money, there's tax consequences for however you're spending those investments, whether it's coming out of an IRA or 401k. You have to realize that's taxed at ordinary income rates for you when you withdraw it. Or like we mentioned earlier, if you leave it to your kids, they're forced to spend down that money, pay the taxes on it at their income rates, which they could be in their 40s, 50s, or 60s, making the highest income of their whole career in the highest tax bracket they'll ever be in. So you have to think long term about the tax implications of your money, you know, and this all wraps into the legacy planning, which goes into the retirement blueprint. And if you're listening today and you don't have a plan in place for your retirement, or you don't have a plan in place for leaving an efficient legacy, and you have questions or concerns about what we've been discussing today, please give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. We're happy to have either an initial phone call to answer questions. We can have a vision meeting in our office or via Zoom. We just want to get to know, how can we help you? How can we put a retirement blueprint in place that's customized to your situation and your goals and your concerns? But you have to take that first step, and that's calling our office at 412-515-3355. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
So we're going to come back and wrap up today's show. We're going to kind of have a fun segment, learn a little bit more about Ethan and Kurt. When we come back on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group.
Need a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
Sounds like the mailman's here.
It's time to answer questions from the Accurate Solutions Group mailbag.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, you can always learn more about the team by finding out about upcoming events. It's ASGRetire.com, ASGRetire.com. You want information about retirement, some of the questions you may have, you might find some answers on the website that Kurt and Ethan have created just for you, AccurateRadio.com. It's just there where you can download different things or just read about different topics of retirement, AccurateRadio.com. And of course, the easiest thing I always think to do now that I'm almost 65, I want to talk with a person. That's what I want when I call somebody. I want to talk with a person. Well, you can do that. 412-515-3355. Call the Accurate Solutions Group team. If you have a question, you want to sit down and talk about where you are on that road to retirement, 412-515-3355. We're going to finish up our show with a little mailbag segment. And these are questions that Kurt and Ethan have got from clients that have come in. They thought, wow, that was a really good question. We had to use that on the radio show. Or from events they put on or people have emailed, whatever. These questions are all over the place. But I say this every time we do it. Our first question, for example, is Jonathan and Beaver. And when you send these questions in, they're really good questions because they're all over the place with the topics. But Kurt and Ethan do not know the whole story. They just know what you tell us. And if they knew the whole story, they could probably give you a better answer. But they're going to give you a general answer today because that's all the information they have. There'll be things they're lacking. I think you'll find that from our next question, that we need a little bit more information. But we always enjoy this. So here we go. Kurt, I'll start with you. This is Jonathan in Beaver, and he says this. Guys, I just found out I will be receiving about $100,000 from a life insurance policy after my grandpa passed away. Sorry for your loss. I'm stunned by the amount because I really didn't expect it, so I have two questions. One, what should I do with this money? Obviously, get new golf clubs, but that may not be the answer. Two,
my Corvette.
Yeah, exactly. Two, I really want to be able to do something like this for my own grandkids one day. How can I make that happen?
So for Jonathan, I'm going to answer two first because that's the easier answer. If he wants to do that for your own grandkids one day, I mean, it's really literally, if you can afford it, you can take out a life insurance policy on your life and you can name specific beneficiary designations on that life insurance. And you can name each one of your grandkids for whatever percentage, or you could just say equally so that when something does happen that they could have that same benefit. So doing that is a little bit easier. And what I would encourage, Jonathan, whether it's yourself, whether it's someone else listening today, make sure when you're looking for life insurance, there's different types. There's universal life, there's whole life, there's term insurance. You got to be really careful based upon what you're trying to accomplish and based upon your pocketbook, you know, what you can afford to spend. That's going to dictate what type of insurance you should look for. So make sure you're going with a firm like ours who is independent in that area of insurance. But then the first question, what should I do with his money? That is just, I don't know, Jonathan, enough about your circumstance. your situation to be able to answer that, because you said you're sort of stunned by the amount. Maybe that's a larger amount in your eyes. And if that is the case, how it should be structured and what you should do with it might be different from someone else who's just going to fold that into their portfolio. So I don't know enough about these particulars. 412-515-3355. You can call us. We'll answer that question for you. If someone else finds themselves in a similar circumstance, you can also call that number, and we're happy to help as well.
Because I do think when you get something like that, some of it should be used for fun, right? I mean, we know we have to pay some bills off or what have you, but you should have some fun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. You just have to
be wise.
I feel like probably a good starting point is probably look at, you know, do you have an emergency bucket built up? Maybe start there. Look at the debts that you might have, maybe try to pay those off. And then with the rest, work on maybe something fun, but also investing. You know, it really does depend on your situation.
Yeah, for sure. All right. This question, Ethan, is for you. It comes from Jerry in Wexford. Now, this is the one I think we need more information. But Jerry says this. All right, guys, if we have a good amount of life insurance, about $800,000 in a 401k and a long-term care policy already set up, should we be okay for retirement? Because that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be a really great start, or that could be enough. It really does. We joked in the past we could call the show "It Depends," but it really does depend on, you know, really I think the core of it is the income situation. You know, how much income do you need coming in? What are your sources of income? So do you have Social Security? Do you possibly have a pension? If so, if those two sources are enough for you to live on and you don't need to make withdrawals from that 401k, probably are going to be okay for retirement. But do you need to make supplemental withdrawals from that 401k every single month? If so, how much is that going to be? I think that really dictates whether or not you're going to be okay with that amount of money for retirement.
Yeah. And some of the other questions is, you have a good amount of life insurance. Well, do you even need it anymore? Quite honestly, I mean, sometimes people get to a point, Mark, where there's not a need for that insurance anymore. Long-term care. Some of the questions are, what is the elimination period, the waiting period? How much is the daily benefit? Do you have an income and inflation adjustment each and every year on that daily benefit? And how long is the benefit period? Is it a 3-year or 5-year? Is it a lifetime benefit? So with these, like Ethan said, good foundation, but really have to go into details to determine.
Yeah, and these are the kind of questions we get all the time from people, and these are the building blocks of our meeting. So first type of question would be, am I okay? Just like we heard just now, you know, and what we do is we say, well, let's get some more information and see what the plan shows. And we start working on a retirement blueprint in someone's vision meeting, the first time they come into our office. If you're listening today and you have questions like these and you want to start a retirement blueprint, call us at 412-515-3355. There's no cost. There's no obligation. We're happy to sit down and ask you some questions and you ask us questions and just see how we can help. But you have to take that first step. That's calling 412-515-3355.
And everybody's situation, the way they look at it, is different. Some are feel terrible if they don't have $100,000 sitting in their savings account. Others are like thrilled if they get to $5,000. So It's everybody's situation is unique. There's no doubt about that. Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodig and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group, going through our mailbag today to wrap up today's show. One more question. This one goes to Ethan. It comes from Mike in Gibsonia. Mike says this: I'm getting remarried later this year. I have two sons and my fiance has 4 kids from her first marriage. I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I'm not going to split up my estate 6 ways. I want my money and my estate to go to the boys like we've always planned. But to keep the peace, would it make sense to get a separate life insurance policy so her kids can get something after I'm gone as well? This is probably something you're running into more often today, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, we are seeing, you know, blended households coming in. Maybe this is a second or third marriage, and they're looking at investments and finances separately. Maybe they're looking at them together, but then the beneficiaries are still going to be their children. You know, I would say there's no right or wrong. You know, you want to keep the peace in your house with the new marriage. So that's a great idea. I think that's an awesome way to say, hey, you know, what I've worked for is going to my kids, but here is something because I do care about you. You're my family now. If you can afford the premiums of a life insurance policy into your budget, then that would be a really nice creative way to leave something to your new family. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
You know, Kurt, I had, you know, Tom Hegna. I don't know Tom Hegna. I know he's a fancy financial guy that knows a lot of things about finances and retirement. He's kind of a national guy.
Heard the name.
Yeah. So anyway, Hegna, I'm talking to him one time, and we were talking about money. And he said, you know what? My wife wants to leave our four kids money when we retire. And I'm like, he said, we've done all the work. We need to enjoy our retirement. We've done all we can for them. They can take care of themselves. Well, she wouldn't let it go. So he said, fine, you're going to be that way. I'm going to buy $1 million life insurance policy, $250,000 to each kid. And now we can spend everything else we've got. And she was okay with that because he had a plan to take care of the kids. Not everybody has that ability, financial ability to do that. But that's really, there are ways to use life insurance to really ease some of that. But that being said, I'll let you wrap up today's show.
Yeah, life insurance, Mark, you're right, isn't just for final expenses. It can be used to offset taxes if someone's inheriting traditional IRA accounts and there's going to be federal tax liability. It can be used as a way, like you had mentioned, to leave a legacy. You're maximizing those dollars and leveraging them to provide a legacy. And life insurance today is still 100% tax-free. There's no federal, no state. There's no inheritance here in Pennsylvania. So it's a great way to leverage your dollars and also, in your mind, free up that money to say, hey, we can use this now for our living because we have taken care of our legacy through an efficient way like life insurance. Whether it's life insurance, whether you have questions like some of the mailbag questions that we answered today, if you find yourself in that similar story, or if you have your own story and you just have some questions you want to have answered, 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. When you give our office a call, you can schedule a 15-minute phone call. You can schedule a virtual meeting. You can schedule an in-office vision meeting. And we can answer questions, but we can also begin putting on your own retirement blueprint in place. We're happy to do that. No cost, no obligation. Take that first step. Call our office at 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.